When the storm of persecution ceased, the faithful Christians, who during the time of danger had hidden themselves in woods and deserts and secret caves, came forth and rebuilt the churches which had been levelled to the ground, founded, erected, and finished the cathedrals raised in honour of the holy martyrs, and, as if displaying their conquering standards in all places, celebrated festivals and performed their sacred rites with pure hearts and lips. This peace continued in the Christian churches of Britain until the time of the Arian madness, which, having corrupted the whole world, infected this island also, so far removed from the rest of the world, with the poison of its error. And when once a way was opened across the sea for that plague, straightway all the taint of every heresy fell upon the island, ever desirous to hear some new thing, and never holding firm to any sure belief. At this time Constantius, who, while Diocletian was alive, governed Gaul and Spain, a man of great clemency and urbanity, died in Britain. This man left his son Constantine, born of Helena, his concubine, emperor of the Gauls. Eutropius writes that Constantine, being created emperor in Britain, succeeded his father in the sovereignty. In this time the Arian heresy broke out, and although it was exposed and condemned in the Council of Nicaea, nevertheless the deadly poison of its evil spread, as has been said, to the churches in the islands, as well as to those of the rest of the world. In the year of our Lord 377, Gratian, the 40th from Augustus, held the empire for 6 years after the death of Valens, though he had long before reigned with his uncle Valens and his brother Valentinian. Finding the condition of the commonwealth much impaired and almost gone to ruin, and impelled by the necessity of restoring it, he invested the Spaniard Theodosius with the purple at Sirmium, Serbia, and made him emperor of Thrace and the eastern provinces. At that time Maximus, a man of energy and probity, and worthy of the title of Augustus, if he had not broken his oath of allegiance, was made emperor by the army somewhat against his will, passed over into Gaul, and there by treachery slew the emperor Gratian, who, in consternation at his sudden invasion, was attempting to escape into Italy. His brother, the emperor Valentinian, expelled from Italy, fled into the east, where he was entertained by Theodosius with fatherly affection, and soon restored to the empire. For Maximus the tyrant, being shut up in Aquileia, was there taken by them and put to death.